Hello, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you with another pre-show for Microsoft Ignite NZ.
NZ. Good, you got the right turn this time. It's the 25th to 20th of October, 2016 in Sky City, Auckland. You're going to be there?
I am going to be there with bells on.
I'm going to be there as well. I'm presenting, you're just hosting. You know,
I'm literally just there to set up chairs, you know, that
nice.
Kind of stuff. I'm pretty excited.
Nice.
So there's three things we're going to talk about today.
Okay, what is it?
The first one has to do with a party.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us about that?
The party for sure is taking place, the celebration. They're so popular for people that want to go off and see this particular activity that they've decided to open it up to the public.
What?
Which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So if you have friends that want to go and attend, and I just forget the name of the band.
Well, no, it's right there. Shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters. If you want to see the Shapeshifters, because they're just about to kick off their New Zealand tour, you can now go to a link, which will be inside the notes, to be able to buy a friend pass to be able to have them attend. $199 New Zealand dollars?
Yeah, I don't know how much that is. It sounds like it's going to be worth it. And
hours of entertainment.
Don't let your husband sit at home doing nothing while you could bring him to your Microsoft Ignite party.
Got it. Hang out with a bunch of geeks and have some fun in shed number 10, I think it is.
I understand that it's a kind of a cool like place, right?
Very cool setup. Lots of open space, obviously, for those that like us who are not from New Zealand. It's pretty cool to go down and see the boat racing area, the sailboat docks and sort of stuff. So it's going to be very, very cool. And amazing food. Apparently, one of our secret sources internally has had a chance to sample one item that he jealously sent me. I'm very jealous about this.
Well, you got to describe
because
it now.
Because
really
case,
interested.
It is a crispy bacon maple bourbon donut or something like that.
I heard donut and bacon.
Donut and
I
bacon
got
in the
excited.
Same thing. So it is a crispy maple bacon bourbon caramel drizzle donut.
Fantastic.
We'll put a picture up right here. I don't know if I can put it here, if it's behind us, or they switch it out, but it looks amazing. And that's just one of the many items. Alone.
I am going to bring some baggy pants.
I'm going to bring some Ziploc bags if you put some of these things inside of the Ziploc bags to bring home.
Speaking of baggy pants, that was my segue.
Is that very wonderful? Good segue. That works.
I always wore baggy pants to exams. This is the latest.
That's a really awkward transition.
Thank you. Yes,
but
I know.
There are no exams on site for this particular one, but there are exam crams that you can attend.
Fantastic.
They're taking place before the keynote. They're open to the public to be able to take. But basically, if you want to have a little leg up on understanding your, 70-533 Azure infrastructure exam, as an example, they're going to have a little study session to be able to get you ready for that particular exam. Take it anytime you want after the fact.
I'm going to wear my big pants. I'm just saying. I'm excited.
There's also, in case you're more of a hands-on person, some hands-on labs you can attend and try as well throughout the conference that are available to be able to go ahead and use. And am I missing anything? What else
am I missing? No, I feel like...
Oh, we should probably talk about the fact that we're going to be there.
Oh, that's right.
Not necessarily this desk.
No, I mean, we could bring it, but I mean, I don't know.
It won't fit in a carry-on, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
It won't fit in a carry-on. We will bring some of these, though.
Channel 9
in case
guys.
You want some Channel 9 guys and gals, they will definitely be there.
You know what? Everyone thinks it's a Channel 9 guy. This is supposed to be non-gendered.
Yeah,
did you know that?
It's gender neutral.
You just learned it.
It's a robot.
It's a fantastic.
Gender neutral.
So you know what? We should probably promise to wear something crazy if we get enough people to add. Like, we should vote on, let's get Rick to not wear his hat. You know, that would be crazy.
If I don't wear my hat, no one's going to know who I am.
Oh, that's true.
It's not going to work.
That's true. Or I should, like, get a hat.
You should.
Is there, like, a crazy New Zealand hat I can wear?
I'm sure there's a what's a hat store called?
Haberdashery.
Haberdashery? There's probably a haberdashery down there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Maybe get you some lambskin hats or something like that.
Speaking of stuff that you wear.
Yes.
I am understanding that we actually have the t-shirts that we talked about last episode.
So we need to correct this, just in case you're wondering. Attendees basically can purchase these, I do believe.
Uh-huh.
Speakers are able to choose one of them. But there are four of them. We revealed them last week.
Mm-hmm.
And someone snuck us a bunch. So
what we're going to do is I literally have magical powers. And so I am going to make it so that we'll just put them on right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, ready? One, two, boom! That's all it takes. The magic of my magic.
Okay, so which one did you end up with?
You know, I don't know, but I'm going to turn it around here.
You got it.
I'm turning it around.
I'm doing one too. Nice.
Isn't that look at that beautiful t-shirt footage. I think it's great.
Nice.
I think that's the first time that I've ever had the back of my head on video. So sorry. I should have like shaved just that back part. That would have been awesome.
You know what's awesome? They actually have sponsored beer at Microsoft Ignite New Zealand. Apparently, cloud service provider Rivera New Zealand has gone ahead and sponsored the beer for the celebration, the party. It's being brewed right now by Brothers Beer, which is only a couple of minutes away from Sky City, where Microsoft Ignite's taking place. Our good friend Regan went down and took some snapshots and some footage of what was going on for the brewing. Now, this is actually going to be called Rev Hops IPL. Rev, short for Rivera, Rev Hops, because obviously hops is used inside of beer, but it's also playing the words for DevOps. And then finally, it's an IPL or Ignite Pale Lager. I'm going to take some creative license on that particular name because it is a single malt pilsner, which is quite nice. It's using two different types of New Zealand hops. I haven't tried these myself. This is a Motuka, I think, and Waikato. I gotta wait to see what these things taste like. Type of hops that are being used. Should be a lot of fun. Got some oats in there too. Technically, it's an IPL. We'll see how it turns out. But very, very cool. You wanna try some beer as you're down there as well. Besides the Brothers Brewery, there's also a Brewers Cooperative you can go off and try. A Vulture's Lane. And then finally, 16 Ton is another New Zealand favorite. So lots of options. Check them out. Cool stuff. And other than that, we'll see you there at Microsoft Ignite New Zealand on the 25th to 28th of October. If you haven't registered, get in there. What are you waiting for?
And please come say hi if you see us.
Yes, we're going to
be setting up chairs.
The stage underneath the stairs, actually.
Fantastic.
Escalators where we're going to be.
Well, awesome. Thanks for watching. We're really excited for Microsoft Ignite New Zealand, 25th to the 28th of October. Sky City, Auckland, New Zealand. We'll see you there.